Now, tell me this, what is the significance of exoplanets to us here on Earth?
Well, almost any of your listeners who are under the age of 21 have grown up in a universe in which there are lots and lots of planets that we know of, which is completely different from people my age who grew up in which the only planets we knew of were the eight or nine, depending on how you count them, of our own solar system. So the example that we had of what planetary systems look like when I was growing up were exactly what we've got, despite the fact that science fiction writers had been imagining that there were planets around other stars, and in fact, probably most scientists thought that there might be as well. There was actually no evidence that there were really planets, and it wasn't until a very famous meeting in Florence late in 1995, the results were first announcing, here's a planet around another star. Here's unarguable evidence that there are planets elsewhere in the solar system, and that really has completely changed the way we think about planetary systems and how they form and evolve.
So what did we learn about our own solar system when all of this evidence kind of came barreling through for us?
Well, the thing about having only one example of something for scientists to look and study at is that they tend to end up with lots and lots of theories that unsurprisingly match that one example. So all of the theories we had for how planets form all tended to produce systems that look just like ours. So there's a bunch of planets. They're all rotating and orbiting in mostly circular orbits around their star. You've got gas giant planets in the outside, just like we have Jupiter and Saturn, maybe ice giant planets like Neptune and Uranus even further out. And they have all the rocky planets sitting inside. Everything's nice and stable and coplanar and aligned. And the interesting thing about the very first extrasolar planet that was found was it didn't look like that at all.
Wow.
We found that the very first exoplanet had an orbital period of just 4 days, so it orbited well inside where Mercury orbits around our own sun. But it was a very large gas giant planet, which completely contradicted all the models for how exoplanets should form, and it sent all the theorists scurrying back to their books. And a few years later, they eventually realized that, oh, actually, maybe we can get gas giant planets to exist at that location. And ever since then, there's been a sort of a continuous stream of discoveries about the planets around other stars that have been unexpected, that they are not exactly what we first thought they would look like.
It sounds like for our own little gorgeous Goldilocks world that we're desperately trying to turn into a decaying husk, it's a little more unusual than we may have anticipated.
Well, I think it's fair to say that everybody thought that other systems would look like our own. But that's not necessarily the case. We know that there are, so for example, in our planetary system, all of the planets are on more or less circular orbits.
Mm-hmm.
Neptune is on a slightly elliptical orbit. Most of the orbits are actually more or less circular, but we find that that's actually not the norm for extrasolar planets at all. There is a large range in orbital eccentricity, and that means that the orbits are squashed. They're on ellipses, not circles. And one of the things about planets being on ellipses is that they make large swathes around them quite unstable for other planets to exist in the system. And so, for example, we know of lots of planetary systems that have gas giant planets in orbits of around about orbital periods of around about 1 year. So where the Earth orbits around our sun, mm-hmm. in around other stars, there are these gas giant planets, many of them on quite elliptical orbits, which means that probably the whole habitable zone of those, the whole Goldilocks zone of those planets is unable to have terrestrial planets like the Earth sitting inside it. So there's not going to be any nice habitable planets there.
So give me a sense of scale. Where is our closest exoplanet neighbour?
So the closest one that I think that everybody really believes in is around about 10 light years away.
Wow.
There have been reported planets found around closer ones, Alpha Sen, the Alpha Centauri, the closest star to our own, which is only, 3.6 light years away, and Tau Ceti, which is another star that's a little bit further away. Those results are a little bit controversial. Not everybody believes in them. But once you get out to around about 10 light years away, we know that there are planetary systems out there. Most of the planetary systems that we know of are relatively near our sun in the overall scheme of things. So our whole galaxy, the big disk of stars that our sun lives in, is around about, we orbit, our sun orbits the center of the galaxy around about 8,000, distance of about 8,000 parsecs, where the parsec is the unit that astronomers actually use rather than light years. It's about 3.6 light years. And so we orbit thousands of parsecs away from the center of our galaxy. So our galaxy is thousands of parsecs across, but we only find most of these planets around about 100 parsecs away from the sun. So most of these planets have been found in a tiny little region around our own sun.
Wow. Now, just quickly, Professor, you're giving a big talk as part of Sydney Science Week that kicks off tomorrow. It's called the Einstein Lecture. When and where, if people want to come along?
That will be on next Wednesday at 6 p.m. Not this Wednesday, next Wednesday,
next Wednesday.
6 p.m. At the Powerhouse Museum.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for talking to Breakfast this morning.
Okay, no problem.